Well, friends, it's good to have you with us again today for a little devotional message from the Word of God. And we're still in this farm today in County Down. It's a beautiful area. And here's a little lamb. And this little lamb is only about 2 or 3 days old. And there's something just beautiful and cute about a little lamb. And if you're familiar with the Word of God, you'll know that in the beginning, whenever God created the world and created Adam and Eve, and they sinned against the Lord, that God took coats of skins and they clothed Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve's sons, Cain and Abel, became farmers, and Abel was a sheep farmer, and whenever he was making payment for his sins, he offered the firstlings of his flock. And you know, the reality is that in Bible times, for a young family like that, that would have been very, very costly. You take a little lamb like this, and it's precious to you. There's no doubt you'd get attached to it. And it's costly to offer up that little lamb as a sacrifice. So it meant that people in Bible times, in Old Testament times, certainly would have thought a lot about their actions. Because they recognized if they wanted to be right with God, that the sacrifice had to be offered to atone for their sins. And if you were someone like Abel, and you had a little sheep, a little lamb like this, it would really make you think about how costly sin really is. And I would find it very, very difficult to offer up a little lamb like this, looking into its little face, and it would make you think, whenever I sin, it's going to cost me, but it's going to cost this little lamb its life and its blood. And this little lamb's going to have to die because I have sinned against God. And God takes sin very seriously. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So there's no doubt that in Old Testament times, if anybody had a sensitive heart at all, they would think about how costly sin is and the consequences of their sin and the suffering that sin results in. And yet sometimes in this day and age that we're living in, whenever we think of the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God, we maybe don't take our sins all that seriously. But yet, of course, the very Son of God, the Lamb of God, his life's blood. And he offered up his life as a sacrifice for our sins. And we need to recognize that our sins cost the Son of God his life's blood. I'm going to put the wee lamb down here because maybe he wants to see his mum. But there you have it, friends, the little lamb. Think about that, the great cost of our sin and our redemption and our salvation. Thank you for listening. You want to share it with your friends? Do that. But let's just remember that sin is not cheap. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And in order for sins to be forgiven, the Bible says blood has to be shed, the blood of the Lamb, and that all points to the Savior, the Son of God. But let's never think that that was cheap, or that's an excuse, or a get-out clause, or a license to sin. It's not, because sin is costly. And let's just think about that in these days. May God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us. See you again very soon.